parts of Johannesburg have become victim to construction mafia gangs. This speaks to instances where local community gangs who are often armed threaten to shut down construction sites unless they're given 30% of the work. Well, to speak further on this, I'm joined on the line by Kieran Ryan, who's a MoneyWeb contributor. Thanks very much, Kieran. Just tell us, what are these construction mafia groups all about and what's their MO?
Well, the one thing that they're about is getting work for themselves. They're relying on this Preferential Procurement Policy Framework Act, which the regulations to that have been changed, where for government work, 30% may be set aside for local workers. Now, of course, a lot of construction companies are already complying with that or close to it. But these guys are moving in and demanding. They're walking on site, usually armed and very threatening and intimidating. And they're demanding that their workers be employed. And in some cases, it's worse than that. They're just asking for 30% of the profit.
But Kieran, now where in Johannesburg is this happening? And is it happening to established firms?
It's happening to all of the large construction firms. So it started down in Durban. And started in about February of 2016. But now the reports are coming through that it's happening in Joburg on some of the larger construction sites up in the north. The reports that haven't been able to get the exact names, but it's happening in Sandton and it's happening north of there as well.
And the construction companies, do they concede to these threats? Do they report this stuff to the police? How is the construction industry itself dealing with this?
They do. They've taken legal action. They've applied for interdicts to the court in Durban. There's at least 30 interdicts that have been awarded against one of these. They call themselves business forums. And they're not shy about it. They even have a Facebook page where they show photographs of themselves in action, giving workshops, showing up on site. But when they've arrived on site, of course, you have very limited security on these sites. They just, in some instances, they lock the workers up in a container, or they send them home for the day, and then they sit there with the contracts manager or the site manager, and they're sort of with the intimidation tactics trying to get him to employ their workers.
I found it very interesting in your report that in some instances with these gangs, they insist that rather than being paid 80 cents for a brick, per brick for bricklaying, they demand R2.50. That's quite crazy. And is that happening?
It is happening. And it's not just with bricklayers, it's with any kind of contractor. I mean, one of the construction managers I spoke to was telling me that, they'll send in a guy who claims to be a bricklayer, but last week he was cleaning windows or something like that. He actually doesn't know anything about bricklaying, and they have to employ him at R2.50 a brick, which is three times the going market rate. So if you're in the construction business, you'll understand that the margins that you're operating on are very, very slim. If you're making a 12% or a 15% profit in this kind of markets, you're doing pretty well. The main problem is that in some cases they've sent the teams away and the companies have closed down completely for a period of weeks and cases months. And you're having to borrow from the banks in order to finance these construction projects. So any kind of delay like that is just adding.
Now, we know, obviously, the police have been involved and their cases and so on, but what's the government doing in all of this?
Well, the government, it's operating at a local level, at a provincial level and at a city level. So in Durban, you have the city manager and the provincial manager for security, or the mayor, who's trying to negotiate with these business forums to get them to behave themselves. However, the story from the construction industry is that the government is sending out very mixed signals, because on the one hand, they're in favor of radical economic transformation. On the other hand, they don't want to tolerate thuggery. So it's either one or the other. You have rule of law or you don't. And I think this lack of consistency in the message they're sending out is a problem.
Ultimately, what's the solution?
The rule of law's got to apply. There's no other way. If the business forums want to go mainstream, they're going to have to comply with the law. They're going to have to join, say, the Master Builders Association. They're going to have to prove that they have the talent and the wherewithal and the resources to actually take on projects like this and get work the same way anybody else does.
Indeed. Kieran, thank you very much for your report there. That was Kieran Ryan. He's our MoneyWeb contributor.